tiny pterosaur? It had an untimely end.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free witnessing booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Ken, I recently heard about a fossilized embryo of a pterosaur that was very well preserved, and is this the one that you're talking about?
Well, yes, it is, Mark. Although fossilized dinosaur embryos are found all over the world, no one had ever reported finding a pterosaur embryo until now. Now, a pterosaur is a flying reptile. A recent report in the journal Nature described the fossil embryo as unambiguously a pterosaur, enjoying its last few days in the egg. The egg was 2 inches long and 1.5 inches wide. The fossil preserved the creature's wing membranes and large patches of skin imprints. And the pterosaur's folded wings, tucked compactly inside the egg, would have given the embryo a wingspan of about 10 inches. Now, one of the researchers said, preservation of such delicate tissues with the skeleton and eggshell probably indicates the embryo was killed and deposited quickly as a result of a natural disaster such as a volcanic eruption. But which disaster? I would say that the global flood of Noah's time would explain why we find mass deposits of fossils like this all over the world, many of which are exquisitely preserved. Or as I so often say, billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth, the water of Noah's flood.
Well, the Bible, not evolution, explains dinosaurs. Read Ken Ham's free booklet when you go to our website, answersradio.com.